Today my guest is a very young athlete, David Abramson. This teenager has won the Junior National Swimming Championship despite a severe handicap. I'll introduce my young friend immediately following this important message. Dave, I heard that swimming has been sort of a salvation, so to speak, to you, that in your early youth you had a terrible accident and turned to swimming to overcome it. Would you tell us a little bit about this?
I'd be glad to. When I was about 1 1/2, I was coming up the driveway and accidentally had a freak accident where a spark caught in my pants and the pants went on fire and my leg went up in flames with it. It necessitated five operations and I know it took quite a while to recuperate. The doctors weren't sure whether I'd walk with a limp or whether I'd walk at all. And they suggested to my parents and myself that I take up swimming to get the muscles back in shape and develop locomotion. And since then, I've been swimming, and they haven't stopped me.
Did swimming take away the limp? Or do you walk with a limp now?
No, I don't walk with a... There's no noticeable effects at all, and the only thing is my kick is weaker than my arms in swimming. I have fairly weak legs. My arms are very powerful to compensate for it.
How important, then, David, would you say that the legs, the arms are? If you are very strong... If you're very strong with the arms, would you be a much better swimmer if the strength in your legs were such, or does it compensate because of the strength in the arms?
Well, it's hard to tell. It's possible that if I never had the accident, I never would have gone in for swimming.
Right.
But I'd say that it varies. It's somewhere around 60-40 for the arms and the legs. And with me, a lot of boys, they have the kick and they don't use it. And whatever I have, I give everything in a race, and it balances out.
What's the most important thing, David? Now, you're training for the 400 meters. Now, this is somewhat of a long, grueling race for swimming. What is the most important thing now? Is it your stamina or is it the start that you get in this particular race?
Well, I'd say for stamina, I've been working since I've been about 8 years old training, and the last couple of years have been quite intensified, a few miles a day. My coach has worked a lot on my pacing, going out in special times for the 100 and 200, and getting up on top of the water like a boat.
And once
I get on top of the water on a boat, it's much easier to swim the 400 faster than it is if I'm not. I'd say the one thing we're working on now is the pacing and getting on top, and if I have that, I'll be okay.
Wonderful. I certainly can see and understand why there's so much enthusiasm. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for letting me come.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.